day I was Skyping with a friend in England, and he shared with me the story of a man who got caught on his motorcycle riding 154 miles an hour down a rural English road. Well, he was caught on camera. There are cameras everywhere in England. And my friend was out sharing his faith on the streets of London one night. He came across a group of young people, and he shared with them the story about this man who was caught riding his motorcycle at 154 miles an hour, that he was caught on camera. And he asked the young people what they thought about it. And they began to laugh. They began to chuckle, and they said, "Oh, what a fool, what an idiot. You can't outrun a camera. Obviously, he would be caught." Well, as my friend shared with me that story, it reminded me of the reality that everything we do, not only everything we do, but everything we think, is caught on an eternal camera. God sees all of it. God is omnipresent. God is omniscient. He is everywhere all the time, and he knows everything. In fact, the Word of God says, "Be sure your sin will find you out." And the Word of God says that there is nothing secret from God. But yet many people in the world today live their life thinking that what they do is actually in secret, that what they're thinking, no one else knows. What if I were to pull out a DVD, and on the DVD label it said, "Your Thought Life," and underneath it, your name. We went to a local movie theater, and we invited you and all of your family, all of your friends, all of your coworkers, all of your neighbors, and in fact, total strangers. And we played on the screen for the world to see your thought life. Everything you've ever thought from your earliest memory until this last moment was captured on film. Is that a movie you would want anyone to see? I know I wouldn't want the world to see the movie of my thought life. But yet God sees that movie every day. And every moment of every day, every thought you ever think is continually being added to that movie. The Word of God says that it's appointed once for a person to die, and after that, the judgment. When you die and you stand before God, that movie is going to be played back to you as you stand and give an account for not only every sinful act, but every sinful thought. Every time you've ever looked at a man or a woman and had an inappropriate sexual thought, you will give an account for that. Every time you've harbored bitterness or resentment in your heart, or thought for a moment in your mind, "You know what, I think I hate that person," you will give an account for that. Are you aware that the Bible says that whoever hates another person is a murderer in the eyes of God? Every time you've ever been dissatisfied with your lot in life, you've been dissatisfied with what God has given you. Every time you've wanted something that doesn't belong to you, someone else's house, someone else's car, someone else's job, someone else's clothes, someone else's husband or wife, God's going to see that not only as coveting, but also as idolatry, because you've worshipped the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Because God is good, because God is holy and righteous and just, He must punish those sins. Not only the sins of action, but the sins in your heart and your mind. And if he finds you guilty of violating his law, if he finds you guilty of sinning against him, he's going to do what is right. He's going to do what is good. He's going to do what is just. And he's going to punish your sin. And that punishment is eternity in hell. But thanks be to God for his indescribable gift, because that same God who is angry with the wicked every day, that same God whose wrath abides upon the ungodly, that same God who will judge the world in righteousness, is the same God who is loving and merciful and gracious and kind. And he showed that great love when 2,000 years ago, God the Father sent his Son to earth in the person of Jesus Christ. Fully God and fully man and without sin, unlike you and me, he never once violated the law of God. He could not. He was, he is, he always will be the sinless Lamb of God who came to take away the sins of the world. He lived a perfect life that you and I cannot live. And about 33 years into that earthly existence, he voluntarily went to the cross. He suffered and died a horrific, bloody death he did not deserve, to take upon himself the punishment you rightly deserve for your sins against God. And then 3 days later, he forever defeated sin and death when he rose from the grave. He's alive today, and he will return at a time of the Father's choosing. And what God commands of you this day is the same thing he commands of all people everywhere, and that's that you repent, that you turn from your sin, and by faith alone, receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. Don't make the foolish mistake that young man on the motorcycle made a couple of years ago in England when he thought he could get away with traveling at 154 miles an hour down the road, knowing that cameras were watching him. Don't foolishly think that you will get away with your sin by deluding yourself into thinking that God does not see it. He sees everything you do. He sees everything you think. So please, come to your senses, turn from your sin, and by faith and by faith alone, receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior while God has given you time.